let's just skip a little bit. We'll skip around a little bit because some of these are very technical. Let's go to page 190. Page 190, let's go start with Zion. Let's jump around. Zion. The nearly the Haramam Hayim Mefarish Bukir Sha'aruch Vulzel Lashon. The Ramam, we're trying to figure over here when it comes to the corners, comes to the various situations where you only have one post. If you only have one post on the door, you have a mezuzah, not having a mezuzah, what about a corner? All the various scenarios. So let's see. Nearly the Ramam Hayim Mefarish Bukir Sha'aruch Vulzel Lashon. This is what it says in the Ramam. Pischa Diakrona, it says in the Gemara a very bizarre case, and a Pesach that's on the corner. What does it mean? Pesach, I made the Zavis Habayis, a Pesach that is located in the corner of the Bayis, the Parach Vahal Les Leipit Semen. How could a Pesach that's in the corner of a Bayis be Chayv and Mezuzah when it does not have any posts? Kasher Pesach, Kishar Pesachim. Omar Lei, so the Gemara answered, said back, Edei Pit Semen. These are the posts. When the wall comes to an end, this serves as the post for the mezuzah.
Does it have to be a special piece of lumber?
Exactly. You don't need a special frame. A post for a mezuzah is just enough when the wall comes to an end. Even though it's a wall, no one in the world of construction will tell you that this is called a post. They can't charge you, the contractor can't charge you putting in moldings, putting in a frame. It is a wall. But if a wall comes to an end in a strategic location, the end of the wall in halacha will serve as the post to be chayv in the mezuzah. Kiloimar, af al pi shem mishunin hein, even though it's strange, it's different, it's not the typical
unusual.
It's a usual type of post. It doesn't matter. Nechshavin pit simin is called a post. Ad kan l'shoinei. He explains. Ubir devarav the Pesach zu, this entranceway in the corner of your home, hoyula pitzimin mamish elam yishum shehi bekeren zavis einam doimim luchol ha pitzimin ha imdim ze kineged ze b'shav mamish. So he's saying he's eating a lot into the Rambam to the Aruch. I'm just reading words over here. He's saying over here, let's make believe for the moment that this corner, this entrance does have a frame. It does have a post, something in addition to the wall, but being that it's in the corner, it's not typical. It's not a typical entranceway. The two mezuzahs are parallel to one another. When you have an entranceway in the corner of a building, the two posts are perpendicular to each other. So maybe that should be a reason why you're exempt from a mezuzah. It was even the best scenario. You have a corner, and the corner has a real door frame. The contractor went and they built a nice little door frame in the corner, but the problem is it's not typical. Because typically when you have a door frame, the two different posts are perpendicular to one another. And here the two different posts are parallel to one another, and here the two posts are perpendicular to each other. Because it's at a corner. If it's a corner, one goes this way, and one goes this way. When you have a post, the two are facing each other. A typical post. So, each one is facing the other.
Okay.
When it's in a corner, like this, I go in the house like this, I go into the corner. And there's a door that swings.
Oh, so it's not, okay.
The post is facing this way, and this post is facing this way. Even though there's a frame, and there's a mashkev, and there's a door, and there's a hinge, everything is kedas v'chadin. I have two posts, I have a door, thing on top.
Why do you measure it this way now? Why don't you measure it before?
Because it's just not, I think it's not typical. It's not the typical type of entrance. A typical entrance is like this. Each post faces one another. When it's in the corner, one is facing this way, one is facing this way. It's true, yeah, a post here, a post here, but maybe you can argue that this is not what the Torah had in mind when it says Beis Secha. The Torah is only discussing normal situations, and something that's not normal is exempt. So Kamashma, no, it doesn't make a difference, you're still going to be chayif. You're still gonna be chayiv. Ulecha ein doimim lechol, but b'sim ha'imdim zek and egetzev b'shav mamish v'mgam ha'mashkev ein ochelach me'shav. The mashkev is not going to go. The mashkev, it seems the mashkev is not going straight. It's going in and out. It seems like you have a funny mashkev. The mashkev goes here and here. Instead of the mashkev going like this across, goes here. So it's a very bizarre type of situation. So maybe you should put in the mezuzah. Mashmalon yichayiv in the mezuzah. It doesn't matter. The im kol zeh nechshavin pitzimin. It's still called the polis af shem mishunin, even though it's different. Hein v'nimsa kevon sharama meloy chilek bein oimedes hapesach beemsa leimedes bekeren zavis memelish in chilek. Therefore, he concludes it really doesn't make a difference. It does not make a difference if it's in the corner, if it's in the it's in regular pesach. When you have an entranceway, you automatically have it in mezuzah no matter what. Ches. The gam, kedasa rush, near linear stati, the gam who moided the betzimim, einam ella amudim befnei atzmam. The rush also holds. The rush hakesalim einam betzimim ella kesheim meruchos acheros from different sides, the pischa diakrono, lipe rushoi, was explained, sha pesach memale kol. Hamizrach v'apetzim him kotze hakasolim shel hatzefoni v'hadroimi sheheim mitzdode hapesach legamri shaper yeshlema shem pitzimim v'loiket solim sheberuach sheberuach v'zeh sheperash pitzimim echad shakoysel mitzad hasheni oiver lahalah mi'apesach lamishim dehatim kipsimim. I don't know what this means. It's too long to figure out. I didn't prepare, I'm sorry. But basically, I think what he's saying over here is, the basic over here is that we have machlaikas. We have two different sets of machlaikas. Number one is, if a wall comes to an end, number one, is that in a halacha called a post? So it seems to be, reading between the lines, it's not so simple. Not everyone agrees when the wall just stops. You have a wall, a nice room, and a wall comes to an end, and there's no door, there's no hinge. Can we consider the end of the wall to be considered a post, to be chayv in the mezuzah? So it seems there's a machlokes in Shoinim. And then it goes on to say, is there are different types of situations when walls come to an end. And one example is when the entire wall has nothing. If you have a wall, three walls, a wall here, a wall here, and a wall here, and there's nothing at all in this area, then maybe it's better, it seems to be saying. I'm reading between the lines, because in this instance, since it comes to an end, this way, there's nothing more outside here, and there's nothing more outside over here, this is a better post than a situation where it goes like this. You could, maybe, yeah, maybe not, I'm just throwing out ideas. Halacha l'maisa, we all know, halacha l'maisa, we can pass the yichayiv. Halacha l'maisa chayiv. But he's going through the Rishon, he's going through the Rosh, the Rambam, and he's saying that there are many different types of scenarios of where you're going to have the mezuzah, what in halacha is called a post, and one of them is where you have absolutely no wall on the fourth side. Then the posts are going to be the walls. The walls that come here and the walls that come over here are going to be the post. To some degree, he just said, this might be better. Because in this case, where it comes to an end, it stops right here, and it stops right here, it's very clear, this is your entrance way. This is how you come in. When you have something like this, and it goes like this, it's not so clear this is your entrance way. It's a breach in a wall. When you have a breach in a wall, that's not called a Pesach. A Pesach is a formal door. A door has a frame, and hinges, and a door. When you have someone knocks a hole in the wall, and you climb in and climb out of the door, that is not necessarily going to be considered to be a Pesach. Okay,
how about a tent that just has a flat? There's no real post.
No, so then you're right, it's not chayav mezuzah. It has to be a vertical post. You're right, you have those tents, and you zipper them up and you go in. No, that's not a mezuzah, absolutely not. It has to have two vertical posts, and a mashkeif, and it has to be 10 tefachim high, and there must be a gap in between the 10 tefachim, 4 tefachim. And a tent, and you have a zipper down the center, and you open up the zipper, and you fold over, and you go inside, and you tie down the fold onto something, that's definitely not called a Pesach, and there's no chiyuv mezuzah.
Tent wouldn't be chayav anyway. Tent?
Let's say it's a permanent tent. A permanent tent. The armies that set up these tents. So let's say permanent tent. So it doesn't make a difference. You're not chayv. It has to have the regular classic posts. Halacha test. Veda. The shir pesach hu gavoya. Now he goes to some of the basics. Okay. Now we have to. Right now he goes to the basics. The shir of pesach is yutzvachim and height. The roichav dalit tzvachim. In order to be chayv, you have to have a post that's 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide. V'chein kasa biyoma v'chol b'sach l'shabbos v'ha'ervin mevur shir zeb b'shir b'chitzes b'psachim. This is classic. This is consistent throughout Shas, the shir 10 tefachim in height and 4 tefachim wide. Zeb b'shir b'chitzes b'psachim openings v'chalenes k'detan l'lem b'sbiration p'perek zayin de'ervin ad ayin sham. V'chein kasa v'harash v'atui k'din kippah sheyispar. Like we're going to discuss the kippah, we're going to discuss in a few moments the laws of an arch. What are the dimensions to be chayv in the situation where you have an archway instead of a flat mashkef? And there, Derech Agav, the Torah mentions that the height of a Pesach has to be 10 tefachim height and 4 tefachim wide. The Avagav, the Biyomim, Mesach Yom Hashem, the Chishav, Shishav, Sharim, Shevetum, and Amizuzo. The Gemara Mesach Yom accounts 6 gates which are exempt. Kachosh, Amizuzo, Kachoshav, She'enigva Yud. It mentions there one of the 6 is an entranceway whose psachim, whose posts are less than 10 tefachim tall, and there in that brisa does not mention 4 tefachim in width. For loy hiske dal tefachim b'reicha pashut hud she'in tzach lahaskir. It's not necessary. It's simple. Even though we did not make mention of this, it's self understood. Sharei b'tikun mavoi amu mefurish be'ervin de'bepachos mi'roichav ha'pesach dal tefachim ein tzach klum ayin sham. It's so simple, it was not necessary to mention the Farish Mishnah that an open way to a Mavi must be at least 4 tefachim wide. Okay, that is a very, very small amount. 4 tefachim is nothing. Okay, a tefach is 4 fingers. So 1, 2, 3, 4, it's a very, very small area. It's a Mishnah. If it's a double portion, it has to be over 8, which is an Allah has to be fine. Be'erim, be'pachas, min rochot ha'pesach, dal tefachim, ein tzach lom, ein shal olam, ha'ramam. The Rambam, which we've gone back to a few times, when the Rambam lists the 10 conditions, b'asara tnoim shem shem b'mezuzah, Omer, he says, v'shiyeh b'apesach g'voya yutvachim, k'va shakasa b'sei b'sim reish pevav, sif chafhei, v'loi hizkir klal ha'roichav dal tvachim. So it's surprising, why doesn't the Rambam mention the minimum width of a Pesach? V'chein mashem b'dvar b'din kippa, sheyispar v'chein kasa b'mefurish ha'magin mishem b'perik tezayin, mishabes din chaf, unbelievable that the Rambam, the fact that he leaves it out, the Rambam is picking up what it says in Masechta Yoma, not like what the Aruch HaShulchan just finished saying. He holds that the Rambam taka holds yichayv in the mezuzah even if the opening is less than 4 tefachim. Now it really beats me how in the world you're going to fit in. You're going to fit in if you're less than 4 tefachim. You're a midget. How are you going to fit in less than 4 tefachim? Uli mezuzah, what?
Wide.
The question we're discussing over here is what's the minimum width? Less than 4 tefachim? 1, 2, 3, 4. Maybe you're right.
10 inches.
3 tefachim, you're gonna squeeze in. Maybe you're right. Okay, maybe you're right. You can squeeze in. That has to be. It's clear. So let's review what we have here so far. It's clear as day. It has to be at least 10 tefachim in height. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, according to most of the Rishonim, it's clear as day. It must be at least 4 tefachim wide. If it's not 4 tefachim wide, forget about it. But there's a problem. The problem is the Rambam doesn't mention 4 tefachim width. And the problem is the Gemara, Masechta Yoma, where it enumerates 6 different examples of psachim, which are part of the mezuzah, does not mention the condition of it being 4 tefachim, which seems to lead the Rambam, leads the Mefarshim of the Rambam to assume that in a Chanami, the Rambam holds that if it's less than 4 tefachim, you're still chayv in the mezuzah, which is very chiddush. Let's go further. When it comes to an Erev, when it comes to the laws of Erev and Lechin and Koira, then you need to be 4 Tvachim. If it's less than 4 Tvachim, it's like Kolavot. It's the same exact thing. It's because the Rambam holds when it comes to Lavud, Lavud is not a principle that applies that we are applying when it comes to mezuzah. Love is the principle applying when it comes to erevin, but when we don't use the principle of love when it comes to a mezuzah. From Gimel V'Ad Yud, Yikbe Enu B'Loi Baracha, Utimahani Al Rabbeinu Haramah, Shekasav Sim Zed Lekol, Pesach Shein B'Goy Yitvachim, the part of the mezuzah, and Shev Lomelo Hizkai Rechav V'Gam Mepharish Shechonach, Lekasu B'Zeh B'Uma, Al Mekamakam Adin Baruch, Kamashkasu Yechein Yesh Leharos. All right, so he's saying as follows. Okay, he's saying over here as follows. What's the lamus why less than four tefachim would not need a mezuzah? It's less than three tefachim is lavud. So here's the very big nafkamina. What about? If you just said his name, clicking his name is making noise. They're clicking on the coins. What's the difference between three and four? The rabbi said three. The nafkamina over here is Yavah Pesach. That's between three and four. So more than three, once you have exactly three, you can no longer apply the principle of lavud. Lavud is only less than three. Four tefachim is the standard area for a Pesach. So the dilemma is, if it's four tefachim, you're definitely chayv in a mezuzah. If it's less than three tefachim, you're definitely exempt from a mezuzah. The shaila is between three and four.
That's the width you're talking about.
The width. Going into it. 10 tefachim. It has to be at least 10 tefachim tall. So if it's 10 tefachim tall and you have less than three, the Aruch HaShulchan concludes it is Pashut Yipater. Because less than three is lavud.
It doesn't have a door or a post.
That we discussed last week. It's Machlekes, Rambam, Rishon, we pass in Yechayiv. Okay, we discussed that Yechayiv in the mezuzah without a door, without a post. Yechayiv. The Rav holds Yepot without a door, but we Chayiv. But what about the width? The bottom line here, if it's more than three and it's less than four, this is our dilemma.
But if it's not big either, it's very small.
It's very like, small. It's like very small. Exactly, it's very small. If it's less than three, you're definitely potter because of lavud. If it's four, you're definitely chayif. What about between three and four? Three and four, you can't say lavud, but it does not have the tsura of a Pesach. Uchesavtam al mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha. The tsura of coming into a bayis is four tefachim. Maybe yeah, maybe not. This is the dilemma, and the Aruch HaShulchan paskins that in this situation, what should you do? You should put up a mezuzah without a bracha. Okay, so that's the bottom line. Less than three lavud, four is definitely the tsura of a bayis, of a delis, and between three and four is without a bracha.
There's no top, what do you call it?
Potter. If it's
Potter.
A gate going into your
no,
backyard, the mashkoif. If there is no mashkoif, you potter, you must have a mashkoif. If you have a gate in front of your house, before you go to the lawn, where the area of the lawn is, before you get into to cut up to the steps to your door, you have a gate, and the gate has a very nice mezuzah on the left, a nice mezuzah on the right, and there's nothing on top, which is very typical of most people in front of their homes. They have some type of entranceway. You're potter from a mezuzah.
It's not a
bias. What do you mean it's not a bias? It's leading to your bias. Anything that leads, this is what we learned last week, any opening that leads to your bias is chayv in a mezuzah. If you have some type of fence, some type of gate going into your bayis, going on around the lawn, around your home, in front of the lawn, and there is a mezuzah on the left, and there's on the right, and there is a mashkoif, you're chayiv in a mezuzah, even though you don't live in the lawn, because this is the only way you can get into your house. And we paskin like this, machlokes rishon, we paskin that if this entranceway is the only way you can get into your home where you live, then this entranceway is also chayiv in a mezuzah. But it's typical that most people who do have a fence around their home do not have a mashkoif. And thus, you are potter from a mezuzah. Next, halacha yud. Isa biyoma, tanya, kippah. Now we come to the question everyone's been asking. What about a kippah when you have an arch? Like when you come into the shul over here in the lobby, going from the front door, coming into the area where you go up the steps into the shul, there is some type of kippah. Are you chayiv in a mezuzah when you do not have a flat mashkoif when the mashkoif is round? Tanya Kippa, Rabbi Meir Mechayev Mezuzah, Vachacham Poitrim. The Shabni both agree, Shem Yesh Birag Biragla, Soro Shechayeves Mezuzah. What does that mean? Perish Rashi, Vacham Poitrim, Shein Sharb Bli Reichav Dalit. V'chol kippah miskatzeres b'roishol lepachos midalit. Every kippah narrows. So when you're coming to the very, very top, the opening on the very, very top, the last few inches, is less than dalid tfachim. It's less than dalid tfachim. You do not have an area where you're chayiv in a mezuzah. Therefore, the chum say you're puddle, let's see, it goes further. V'chol kippah miskatzeres b'roishol lepachos midalit. V'sham sh'im yesh b'raglo yid, but they agree that if the height is 10 tefachim, sheyaskil the eagle, and then the eagle first begins with the smite rechava shechayeves shafilu hakol sosum miyud ulamalo yeshir pesach begayva. Even if the entire thing is closed, miyud ulamalo yeshir pesach begayva yud berachdal below. So since you have an area, the arch. The arch does not begin until you come to the height of 10 tefachim. The arch does not begin to get narrow until you come to the height of 10 tefachim. So you're definitely chayiv in the mezuzah. The only time you have machloikis is where the arch begins to narrow less than 10 tefachim. So if you have 9 tefachim, 8 tefachim, 7 tefachim, and then it already begins to narrow, so you don't have a full 10 tefachim of a roichav 10. Since it begins to narrow, nowhere do you have a height of 10 tefachim where you have an inside that's going to be less, going to be dalit tefachim, because it's already closed at that point. But if you go all the way up to 10 tefachim and then first it begins to narrow, then everyone agrees you're chayv in a mezuzah.
Even if, let's say you have a hallway and they have like 5 arches and it's a long hallway,
It depends. If you have, there are no beams coming down in the middle, then you only chayv in one.
Let's say you have beams.
So then it depends. Are the beams decorative beams, or are the beams actually considered to be the entranceway? Sometimes it depends on your perspective, what it looks like to the average person. Sometimes it's no, it's practical. These are different entranceways. So you really can't judge in a general sense what the halacha is. You have to look at it from a design, from a designer point of view. Where it's very common, you have these very nice entranceways where you have the wall over here, and then there are like columns. There are columns. A piece comes out. There's some structure which comes out on the bottom, and there's a column. So do you put the mezuzah on the columns, or do you put the mezuzah along the very, very end? You know what I'm referring to? Now, let's say a very big opening, like, oh, well, here's the opening. Here are the walls, like this. Okay? And then, right up against the wall, you have, like you have a structure. You have a whole area that's built. And then, you have a beautiful column that goes up over here. And it's sitting on this side. So the shayla is very common. Many people in their home, they have these type of things. The shayla is, do you put the mezuzah on the end, or do you put the mezuzah on the column? What is called the Pesach? So I don't know the answer. I think there's machloikis. I think there's machloikis, and not every situation is the same.
One mezuzah can't cover the whole. Like,
why not? Why can't one mezuzah cover the whole?
Yeah, no, but you said before you have to put an extra mezuzah.
Yeah, there's machloikis. He has multiple arches.
It's a different situation. It's a different case. Okay, that's a different case. So hopefully, I told you, I promise you, we're going to do maybe even next week. Almost finished. When we finish the halachas, there are not that much more. We're almost done. When we finish the halachas inside, b'li neder, I'm going to bring in a device. I'm going to take pictures. I have a very good safe which has a lot of great, great pictures of all the various scenarios. I'm going to copy it with my smartphone, and then I'm going to get this device. You plug the smartphone into this, into this. It's a projector. I'm going to project it on the wall. I'm going to go through the halachas of all the various scenarios. Okay, but before we do that, we have to at least appreciate the issues. Okay, we just can't go into the pictures unless we have some. No, not necessarily. So what I'm going to tell you will come from what it says in this sefer. This is from Yechiel Michel Stern. It's his sefer. And he'll tell you, based, sometimes he tells you who says so, sometimes he doesn't. So pretty much is a consensus of what the halacha is today, and we'll just take it from there. Okay, so but at least now I'm not trying now let's at least attempt in the few days we have left doing this to get an appreciation of what the issues are. Okay, so I definitely feel we're doing some of that. At least I feel getting some of that. We have all these different Mishainim, we have different Sugis of Gemara, and we have all the different issues. And here is one issue. We have an archway. If the arch first begins after you have reached a height of 10 tefachim, you're automatically chayv in a mezuzah, no ands if rebuts according to all opinions. The only time there is machlekes, if you chayv in a mezuzah, we have an archway, is where the arch begins when it's less than 10 tefachim. It's 8 tefachim, it's 9 tefachim, and then the arch begins. So nowhere did you have a complete mashkef of 10 tefachim that was completely straight. It started already to arch less. So here's machlekes Rameir Nechachamim, and it all depends upon the principle called Chaykikim Lahashlem. Do we virtually make believe that we carve out the section that's on top? It ultimately reaches 10 tzvachim. Right? The arch will ultimately reach a height of 10 tzvachim. But the door over here is only 9 or 8 tzvachim. Do we make believe that we chisel out in halacha the area from 9 all the way to the top and go this way? So we have a height of 10 and an area of 4 tefachim, more than 4 tefachim, going this way. So this is the issue. When we pass the lacha lemaisa, you're going to be potter unless you have it first begins to curve, which is almost always the case, because no one's bending down, crawling on the floor in order to get to the locations. No one has such small entranceways, and that's why it's always never going to be an issue. Always going to be chayv in a mezuzah when you have an arch. Okay, let's go further over here. Okay, we're starting from Vinim, the first word on the line. It's in paragraph Yud, right in the middle of paragraph Yud. The first word on the line. Vinim said, according to the parish of, was it Rashi he said? I think it was Rashi. Afal pi shemasil lehalas agel b'tzoch Yud. Even though it began to become round less than Yud, ein zeklum im yesh dalid b'secho eagle. If you have a very large archway, and you're going to have inside, when after it curves, you're going to have 4 tefachim, it's going to be okay. V'zelash natur, v'im yesh lo beiz mezuzos. If you have 2 posts.
I mean, which direction? The width?
The width, yeah, of course.
So it always has that. I mean.
Not necessarily.
Unless.
He explains. He goes on to explain. Let's see. V'yim yesh le beis mezuzah. You have 2 mezuzahs. V'yaskuba shaleim asuya kekeshes. Okay, you have 2 posts, and you have a arch. U'miskatzeres v'cheleches, and the arch narrows to the point where at she'ein bo dalit tvachim b'reichav. You don't have an area of 4 tvachim wide width. However, im yesh begoyva hamezuzah yutzvachim koydem shneskatsha. So that's the first case. If at least the post reaches the height of 10 tefachim before it begins to narrow, at she'ein ba dal, before you get to the point where it's going to im yesh begoyva hamezuzah yutzvachim, if the mezuzah is going to be 10 tefachim in the area of 4 tefachim, koydem shneskatsha at she'ein ba dal chayim mezuzah. So even if the post begins to curve less than 10 tefachim, but if somewhere you have somewhere in the archway, you have 4 tefachim wide, and that 4 tefachim wide is a height of 10, yechayv in a mezuzah. So make believe, for argument's sake, it begins to curve when it's 8. So the post itself is no good. It's no good. But it curves very, very slowly. So when you go up where it curves, you already reached a height of 10 tefachim. And where it's a higher 10 tefachim, you have an area of 4 tefachim, it's still good. So even though the posts themselves are less than 10 tefachim, one can argue, well, if the post is less than 10 tefachim, it's no good. Aruch HaShulchan is telling Shan the Gemara, it's okay. Even though the post is less than 10 tefachim, if when it begins to curve, in the area where it begins to curve, there is an area of 4 tefachim wide, and that area of 4 tefachim wide is a height of 10 tefachim, then is chayiv in mezuzah. Ad shemadat v'chayiv v'imlav v'nat patu. Ad kan l'shani v'zeu k'dvarenu l'shutzarashi. This is harashtam shan. The Gemara was a zal gafilum v'asul l'saglam in the earth, even from the earth. Afal pishach achayevis kevan the ikah goyva yud berech adalid. That's the chiddush. The posts are less than 10 tefachim. It does not matter, being that you're going to have an area inside of the curvature which is 4 tefachim wide, and that area has 10 tefachim in height. We can then view the post to be a virtual post of 10 tefachim, and you're chayvin a mezuzah. V'ha'ad nagal lashon shtei mezuzos l'revuso. What's the chiddush of 2 mezuzos? L'revuso the seifa the afilu achi imein goyva yud potter. Even though both of the posts do not have 10 tefachim, it's still going to be good. V'od l'revuso the afakav the makam a mezuzah ein arachava. Rak dalid, the area of the mezuzah is not wide, only 4 tefachim. Umel of the makam shemasil is agal ein arachav dalid. V'imkein o eagle maspik. Bein mafsik, it's mafsik. Bein a tikwa hal yoyna l'shtei a mezuzos. Mikol makam chayev. I don't know what he means. Let's just leave that for now. Yud alef. Aval Rambam kosa abayi sheyesh le bolo mezuzah mikan v'kibo v'kimin keshes al shtei mezuzos b'makam amashkev im yesh begoyva mezuzos yutzvachim o yoyitzer chayev v'im ein bo yutzvachim pat v'nesh in loy mashkev ad kan l'shonei v'kavano asay sheyeh yutzvachim gevoyva shove koydim sheyasal l'sangel. The Rambam disagrees with Rashi. The Rambam holds the post itself must be 10 tefachim. If you have a post that's at least 10 tefachim straight, chashvinon achar kach kol eagle lemashkef. Avak shein goyva yud b'shova imkein tzorich lachachshav. You have to go calculate the eagle lahagoyva. You have to calculate the area of the eagle for the height. Ulechein yev shel chashrei gam lemashkef. That you cannot count it for the mashkef. The kol eagle to kol eagle kachod chashinle. We count the entire curvature as one. The roichav dalid lo hiskar klal. He does not mention the matter of 4 tefachim. V'hoylich l'shitosik lo bin roichav dalid. V'dai begim tefachim kvashakosah b'sif tes. The Rambam holds you don't have the previous paragraph. You don't need to have 4 tefachim, 3 tefachim is enough. But the baseline of the area is the basic, very, very simple yisoid is we have a machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam as to what the requirements are to be chayv in the mezuzah when you have a kippah. According to the Rambam, the post must be 10 tefachim tall. It may not begin to curve before a height, a vertical height of 10 tefachim. If it begins to curve before a vertical height of 10 tefachim, potter, there's nothing to discuss. And the width, the Rambam l'shitasa, he doesn't even hold you need to have 4 tefachim. We learned the Rambam holds you only need to have 3 tefachim. Rashi disagrees on both accounts. Rashi holds, first of all, the width of a bayis for a Pesach is always at least 4 tefachim. That's a given. And number two, Rashi holds, you don't need to have a post that's 10 tefachim tall. Even if the post is less than 10 tefachim tall, as long as you have somewhere in the height of this curvature a height of 10 tefachim, and in that height is going to be an area of 4 tefachim wide, even though the two posts themselves never reach the height of 10 tefachim, you are chayav in a mezuzah. Okay, so these are some of these. So what are the variables that we have to, when we come to learn halacha lemaisa, what are the variables in all of these halachas that we learned? Variable number one is, what is the width of a door? Is the width of a door 4 tefachim, or is it enough 3 tefachim? According to Rashi, 3 tefachim is not enough. You can't make a bracha. There's no chiyum mezuzah. You have to have 4 tefachim. The Rambam says 3 tefachim is sufficient. If it's less than 3 tefachim, then it's lavud. But if it's 3 tefachim, you're chayiv. How do we pass? The Rosh Hashulchan says anything in between 3 and 4, you put up a mezuzah without a bracha. The next issue we learned is, what about the height when you have an arch and the arch begins to curve less than 10 tefachim? Are you chayiv in a mezuzah? Rashi holds yes, as long as you will ultimately come to a height in your curvature of 10 tefachim, and in that height of 10 tefachim, you're going to have an area 4 tefachim wide. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says the mezuzah must be a steady 10 tefachim before it comes to a curve. Okay.
So if you have a question, let's say you have a room like this. It's very wide. You have a post there and you have a post over here.
Yes.
Right?
You're chayv in a mezuzah.
Right, but the only problem is no one's going to kiss the mezuzah.
Why not? Doesn't matter. Kissing the mezuzah.
The guy vibrate. But the problem is, it's very wide.
Doesn't matter. You don't have to touch the mezuzah either.
Who says you have to touch the mezuzah?
Who just says? Because it's there. I mean, you know.
No, there's no halacha.
No, because usually people come into the room, they kiss the mezuzah. Here's not going to happen.
Nothing to do with anything. Okay, so this concludes the simin. What? Okay, so we're going to stop here next week. We're going to learn the laws. These are some more, I think, maybe more, a little more interesting. Try to keep your attention.